What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
The mafia didn't oppose the movie. That's the whole thing. I mean, they glorified it and wallowed in the attention. The problem with American Me was that they showed a martyr of the organization, Cheyenne Cadena, being sodomized. That was the problem with the movie. That didn't happen to Cheyenne. They took artistic liberty, and that's why everybody took offense at that.
Welcome to More Than a Movie, American Me. A podcast that digs into the history and mystery of American Me, a film directed by and starring Edward James Olmos that had a huge impact on Latino cinema and culture. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and I'll be diving into the behind-the-scenes controversy. Every episode, I'm going to try to peel back a layer of the story by trying to go deeper into the intentions and motives behind the film and the backlash. This week, we have something a little different for you. We've spent a lot of time talking to people, Hollywood types, who made this movie based on a real prison gang called the Mexican Mafia. But this week we'll talk to somebody who knows the real M.A. inside and out. That's because he was a former member. And he has firsthand knowledge of the events surrounding American Me, including the alleged extortion of Edward James Olmos and the murders of at least three people connected to the film. The former Mexican Mafia member asked me not to use his name. To protect his identity, we've had an actor re-record his responses. He's a former shot caller and spent more than two decades in prison. For the purposes of this interview, we'll just call him OG. OG was there for all of it. He called the movie's production from prison as an inmate representing the gang. He knew the people who were killed, and he says he knows why those murders were ordered. We're removing some of the details from the conversation that could identify him, but we're not altering his quotes in any way. Let's get into it, and let's start at the beginning of the violence that plagued this movie's release. The thing everyone skirts around, why did the Mexican Mafia take such an exception to the sexual violence in this movie?
Are you trying to be politically correct with the Mafia? Get real, dude.
No, I'm not at all. I'm not at all, please. What I'm trying to understand is what part is the worst part? Like, is it that you got dominated by another person or is it that you got dominated by another man?
Nah, you know, I think that's not even it, right? Because there's multiple members that have been sexually abused in their lives, right? They've all had all kinds of, you know, adverse childhood experiences, and sexual abuse is part of that. I don't think that's it, right? I think it's the terms of public displays or the public display of emasculation of the organization. Not only that, they showed other parts. The Black Guerrilla family had taken other people on the streets and killed them, and that just never happened, you know? It was just some certain parts in the movie that were not real, and they took offense to those parts.
What did you think of the movie?
I mean, I liked it, but the Mexican mafia I was from wasn't like that. Like wearing their khakis up to their chest and orale vato. I mean, they're killers. You know, I mean, through and through killers. They kill people and it's organized crime. I mean, it was a prison gang when I joined, and it just became an organized crime group as it went through its metamorphosis, right? With horizontal integration, vertical leadership, all these things, right? Profit sharing and franchising. I mean, here's a group of guys that are dropouts from high school. You know, some of them are illiterate, and they're utilizing Fortune 500 practices, right? Without even realizing it, right? I mean, and it took just a few guys to make it happen. So, I mean, I thought the movie was okay. I just thought it was a little, you know, outdated, you know? It didn't apply to the contemporary mafia that I was from. I mean, we all started from there, and we all hail from gang areas. But, I mean, once you graduate to that, it's just, you know, it's different. I mean, some of those guys are stuck in their time warps. There's some guys up there that still speak that Orale Vato, Simon, but the majority of mobsters I know, they're not like that.
Let's be clear about something. Edward James Olmos made a movie about the Mexican mafia from the 1960s and 70s. He was not depicting the gang as it was in 1992, the year the movie was released. I know from off-the-record conversations with some of the filmmakers that the original script had been kicking around for over a decade. As bad as the MA in the movie seemed, the Mexican mafia that Olmos pissed off in 1992, the one that OG was a part of, was a different animal altogether. And Olmos found that out the hard way. One of the reasons we know this is the memoir by Danny Trejo, which we've mentioned before on the podcast. Trejo dedicates a whole chapter in his book, and a media tour to promote it, where he makes several big allegations about the Mexican mafia's reaction to the movie. But how much of that is actually true? That's something we've wondered since the beginning, and we finally had a chance to ask somebody who was actually there. So, did a Mexican mafia leader named Joe Pegleg Morgan really direct the extortion of Edward James Olmos? Did the gang manage to obtain the script in prison, like Trejo says? So, someone who started talking about this pretty recently in the last couple of years was Danny Trejo. He made some really specific allegations in his book and on some other podcasts, not on this one because for whatever reason he won't talk to us. But especially that Olmos should have known that people were upset with his idea of doing this. It sounds like you don't put a whole hell of a lot of credibility into what Danny Trejo is saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, was he an associate at one time? Sure, he was an associate. He was an associate in the organization. And does he keep in touch with some homeboys? Sure, you know, maybe he even keeps in touch with the Aaron older brother or carnale, you know, undercover through whatever means they communicate. But those guys are longtime has-beens, you know? They're has-beens or, you know, they're Christians or they're not righteous, active mobsters anymore. So for him to be in the know on this, it's like, nah, you know, Joe Morgan did not call him.
Uh-huh. Another point that was made to me is if he really had a problem with this movie, that they could have made life really difficult for these guys, right? Like filming inside of Folsom. But it doesn't seem like they did. Like, if they didn't really want this made, they could have just told the people, look, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. The mafia didn't oppose the movie. That's the whole thing. I mean, they glorified it and wallowed in the attention. The problem with American Me was that they showed a martyr of the organization, Cheyenne Cadena, being sodomized. See, that was the problem with the movie. That was the problem with the movie. Because that didn't happen to Cheyenne. They took artistic liberty, and that's what everybody took offense at.
And that's the whole problem, right? Like everything else, it's blood in, blood out, except it also has rape.
Yeah, but that's a reality of prison, right? That didn't happen to Cheyenne. That didn't happen too often, but they took artistic liberty. That's what everybody took offense to. We had the actual scripts that we sent around. So everybody got a sense of what it was, you know? Somebody in the production company, in the production aspect of it, released a script to somebody. And so we got it.
How did you get it?
I wrote a production guy, and then somebody else just sent me a script. I forgot who it was, but it was a connected guy, though. He had the script, and he sent it to me.
Last week, we spoke to Danny Haro, Olmos's assistant at the time, who said he did field calls from La M, so communication between the gang and production was happening from early on. Danny insists this wasn't him who sent the scripts, though. But what is clear is that the Mexican Mafia was aware of the movie from the very start of production. So I asked OG if they would have been upset if Olmos had actually obtained their permission.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they would have been upset at all. I think they glorified and they wallowed in the attention. American Me actually put the Mexican Mafia on the national, international stage. And the one thing about the Mexican Mafia is it loves to glorify its own sense of self-importance, right? I mean, you look at it, if you look at the members, they're narcissistic, egocentric, every form of personality disorder there is, you know? And that's why they achieved, you know, mobsters, right? You know, this movie, it gave them national validity as an organized crime group.
Was Joe Morgan aware that this production was happening? Trejo says he got a call at somebody's house from Joe telling him that this movie is no good.
No, Joe Morgan didn't have the ability to call Danny Trejo. You know, at the time the movie was being made, Joe Morgan was taken from Folsom State Prison. I was there. You know, he was taken. It was a place in Palm Hall, Deep Sag.
Yeah.
He didn't have access to telephones there. You know, he was in the SHU and they didn't have telephones except for, you know, death in the family. So to believe that, they didn't have, you know, cell phones back then. I mean, they had those big, you know, brick phones, but he was going to be afforded a phone call to be able to call Danny Trejo and say, hey, man, this movie's no good.
Other information we have tells us Morgan was being held at Pelican Bay, a new supermax prison meant to hold especially dangerous inmates or those associated with organized crime, both check marks for Morgan, and that he was in the SHU there as well. Whether Chino or Pelican Bay, OG is confident that Trejo Morgan phone call couldn't have happened. But what about an Olmos Morgan meeting?
I heard one story that Leo Duarte brought in Edward Olmos to see Joe Morgan at Cypress Sag. You know, that's in Chino State Prison where he was being housed in isolation. You know, he wanted to tell him about the movie, but Morgan ran him out, said, get the fuck out of here.
Was that before the movie was released or after?
That was before it was released. He wanted to ask, well, the rumor was he wanted to ask permission with this guy, Leo Duarte, who fancies himself a gang expert. But Joe Morgan ran him off.
But then OG said he had also heard the meeting never happened, that it was just a rumor. Leo Duarte was definitely a former prison official and served as a gang expert in court, so it's at least plausible the meeting happened. Either way, it seems clear to us by now that Joe Morgan never gave Olmos his blessing. Coming up, OG tells us about the Joe Pegleg Morgan that he knew and the details of the murders connected to the movie.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome back to More Than a Movie, American Me. I'm Alex Fumero. I'm talking to a former member of the Mexican Mafia who was in prison and running a crew while the movie was in production. And note to listeners, when he says the SHU, that's an acronym for Safe Housing Unit, one of the places they put gang leaders.
The day after the Los Angeles Police Department declared war on the Mexican Mafia, this man put up the cash to bail out a suspected bank robber who was believed to be a member of the Mexican Mafia. This is Joe Morgan. Law enforcement officials say he's the honorary godfather of the Mexican Mafia. He denies that. Like some other members, Morgan is not a Chicano. He recently pleaded guilty to federal weapons violations and still faces narcotics charges. He has already spent much of his life behind bars.
In our episode on Joe Morgan, we heard from Milton Grimes, his former attorney, about Morgan's life and eventual death in prison from an illness. He's referred to as a leader or shot caller within the organization in countless articles and videos online. But the former Mexican Mafia member we talked to said Morgan was never that high up in the gang.
You know, Joe Morgan wasn't this godfather everybody says he is, you know? He was just a regular carnale, a regular member like everybody else. You know, he had respect in the organization. He was well-liked by some people. You know, I didn't like him at all because, I mean, you know, I'm not racist at all, but here's this white guy running the Mexican Mafia, right? Or presumably in the public eye, you know, being the figurehead of the Mexican Mafia.
Right, he had that, like, Tom Hagen kind of reputation.
Yeah, so, you know, he wasn't this monolithic figure in the organization. He was well-liked, you know, a historic figure in the organization, but he was still just a carnale. So he couldn't tell anybody what to do. He wasn't going to get paid because he was this, you know, godfather. It just didn't work like that.
I guess the reason why I thought he would get paid is because one of the characters in the film is based on him, right? Like JD. So I thought because of that and because he filed a defamation suit later, which didn't work out, that he would have gotten paid.
No, I mean, what you do in your own hustle is your own hustle. I mean, like, look, mafia members can hustle on anything they want to hustle on, right? And no one member can impose their will or exact monies from another member unless we're partners. You know, if we're partners in the shared territory, we share a business endeavor, then sure. But if I go and extort, you know, let's say Kevin Spacey, and he had done a movie based on somebody's life, somebody can't come to me and say, I need part of the money. Because, that'd be cause to get that guy killed for trying to extort me.
So according to our source, the gang was able to get the script in prison, or a version of the script. Among the sexual violence that angered the gang was the rape of the gang's leader, Rodolfo Cheyenne Cadena, in juvie in the 1950s. Danny Haro, almost his longtime collaborator, says that detail came from a deputy director of corrections for the whole state of California prison system, a guy named Tony Casas, who served as a technical advisor on American Me and died in 2006. Casas told Olmos that the real-life Cadena was raped in juvenile hall, so Olmos put it in the movie. What we don't know is whether the juvenile hall scene was in the script that the Mexican mafia saw. It wouldn't matter. 2 months after the movie's release, people started dying. Then someone demanded money from Edward James Olmos, allegedly. Some say there was a bounty on his head. Whether or not there was a green light, a hit, on Edward James Olmos has been the $64,000 question for this podcast. Or was it $50,000? Or $100,000? Or $1 million? According to OG, here are the facts. Was there ever a bounty on Edward James Olmos, as far as you know?
No, there was not a bounty. The Mexican mafia never paid for a hit, and it doesn't pay for hits. You do a hit, it's for the honor and the glory and the privilege for killing for the organization. So, I mean, he was a target, but not really a viable target. I mean, would they have killed him if he walked into gang territory and there were shooters there? Sure, they would have killed him. But I think he was more valuable being the target of extortion. So, I mean, you have to look at it through the prism of the mob. Dead guys don't pay, all right? Dead guys don't pay money. And he was a valuable asset to the organization for the period that they used him.
Do you know what he paid them?
Yeah, $50,000.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's actually less than what we heard, but I guess $50,000 30 years ago is a different story. So it wasn't a bounty in the sense that they'll pay for anyone who kills him, but what would have happened if Olmos hadn't paid?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he wouldn't have paid, he would have got whacked.
Danny Haro brought up this idea that Olmos couldn't have paid because had he paid, they would have just kept extorting him forever. Pay $50,000 and they'll ask you for another $50,000. But here's OG saying that that's not how the business works. You take the money because that way people will pay and trust that you'll go away. It's satisfaction guaranteed in a fucked up kind of way. Do you know who he paid it to or how that went down?
Yeah, Alex Aguirre got the bulk of it. Smilon Gallardo and I think Chuco Castro as well.
Alex Pee Wee Aguirre faced federal indictment in the 1990s and has an Avenues clique called the Pee Wee Gangsters named after him. David Smilon Gallardo was a member of the Hazard Gang, as in Lives in Hazard, in Ramona Gardens, and is currently serving a life sentence for multiple murders and other charges. Chuco Castro turned witness to the prosecution in the federal case against the Mexican mafia. We are unable to determine his whereabouts today. And then when the movie came out and people started getting killed, where did those orders come from? From prison?
No, this is all coming from guys on the street. You know, they're effectuating the hits. Like the hit on Ana Lizárraga, that came from Smilon Gallardo. Smilon Gallardo directed the hit on Charlie Brown Marquez and Rocky Luna. You know, and Alex Aguirre actually did the hit on Rocky Luna. And then Ana Lizárraga was Jose Gonzalez. He took the fall for that.
Jose Gonzalez got convicted, but do you think he was the actual shooter?
Nah, I heard he took the hit for his brother. I mean, they caught him running away. Then his brother got killed by another Mexican mafia member.
So why did the street react to this movie more than people in prisons?
Well, you know, a lot of it was filmed in Hazard. So Smilon Gallardo, he was headstrong, and it was opportunistic for him to eliminate people. They used to call Rocky Luna the godfather of the projects, right? So it was opportunistic for Gallardo to utilize, you know, what was happening in the political world of the mafia to get them whacked. You know, Charlie Brown Marquez, we had conspired to kill him. You know, I had volunteered to kill that guy years before. He wasn't even worth killing though, right? He was living in an abandoned house. He was stealing car batteries to get his heroin fixed. I mean, when I offered to do it, they told me, nah, the guy's not even worth killing. At some point, we'll kill him, but just not right now. So Smilon Gallardo saw this opportunity in this movie because Ana Lizárraga was known as a rat through and through the hood, you know, because she went through youth gang services and she spoke to cops all the time. So she had smut on her. Charlie Brown Marquez had smut on him for being a bum. He was degrading the organization by living in cars and being a crackhead. And Manuel Luna became a crackhead. So, you know, they were diminishing the stature of the organization. So Smilon used this opportunity to gain a foothold in Hazard.
Right. And how many people do you think actually died because of this movie. Because again, Danny Trejo says it was about 8 to 10 people.
No, no, no. I know 3 people that got killed for it. You know, there may have been a stabbing or two, but there was only 3 people that got killed behind it.
So according to OG, this wasn't some grand plan hatched in prison, directed at the highest levels of the Mexican mafia. It was a neighborhood beef, territorially focused in Hazard. And the victims seemed marked for death from before anyone in the area even knew the movie existed. So does this completely absolve Edward James Olmos? Coming up, we hear whether OG, a former member of the Mexican Mafia, holds Edward James Olmos responsible for the murders that followed the movie's release.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome back. This is More Than a Movie. I'm Alex Fumero. Today we're talking to a former member of the Mexican Mafia, and he's about to tell us whether he believes the people related to the movie are still in any danger of repercussions from the gang. One of the things that we've run into, which I think you might find a little funny, I would say 50% of the people that I've gone to, especially the higher up they are on the totem pole for this film, they're convinced that if they talk to us, that it could either get them killed or get Edward James Olmos killed. What are your thoughts on that? And really, this whole mystery around the production for the last 30 years?
You know, the mob doesn't go after those targets. They go after low-hanging fruit. You know, they're opportunistic killers, right? They don't go kill productive members of the community. You know, Edward James Olmos is scared to death, right? I get that, you know? He put in for a license for a concealed weapon. He left the country for a while, and he really didn't have to. He's scared himself. He's seen his own demons. You know, he created his own demons. You know, he was seeing ghosts in every corner. And he had a meeting with someone connected at a Marisco's place downtown or in East LA, and it scared the shit out of him. Them saying they're going to kill you, that there's a bounty on your head. You know, the mafia has never, ever paid anybody to kill anybody. They just don't do that.
From your perspective, how much responsibility does Edward James Olmos bear for the things that happened to those people?
I think he bears no responsibility, man. You know, he's an artist doing what he thinks is right. He was just trying to send a message to the youth to persuade them. And I'm a complete supporter of that guy, man. I don't think he bears responsibility. Should he have exercised a bit more discretion? Certainly. But I mean, we could throw rocks all day long. In hindsight, you know, everybody has 20/20 vision, but at the time it seemed like a good idea. And it wasn't even that offensive to me, because that stuff happens all the time in prison. But you know, that's what the mafia used to extort Edward Olmos. I really don't think they were that upset. Like I said, you know, this movie was used as a vehicle to eliminate the people they wanted to eliminate already.
So then could you see a movie being made with none of the sexual assault stuff in it that tells the same story that doesn't offend the Mexican mafia versus what he ended up producing?
You know, I think it offended some people. It offended some people, but I think those people are going to get killed no matter what. They were going to be killed no matter what. Because we discussed killing Charlie Brown years before. Ana Lizárraga, you know, was tossed up years before, and Rocky Luna had become a crackhead and he was dishonoring the organization. So they were all going to be killed no matter what. And Smilón Gallardo used that as a vehicle. You know, the offensive part, sure, you know, they pissed some people off. And it was a money-making opportunity to extort Edward James Olmos. So, you know, would it have got people killed? Yeah, you know, maybe. But I don't think he bears all the responsibility for these deaths. I think it's just the organization being cannibalistic like it is. Those guys were going to die no matter what. And as unfortunate and as jaded and as brutal as it sounds, this is the organization. This is how it functions. It kills its own.
On our next episode of More Than a Movie, American Me. In our last episode of the season, one clue into Edward James Olmos' psyche might lie in a story that we heard about. The 1992 civil rights uprising in Los Angeles, sometimes better known as the LA riots.
It was amazing. It was amazing. You know, I remember coming, we started, I think, Eddie, myself, and maybe three other people. And I specifically remember we came to an intersection where there were rioters going on, and there were the National Guard and the police, and they actually stopped for us because they were about to go at it. They stopped for us.
More Than a Movie, American Me is a production of Exile Content Studios in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network and Trojan Horse Media. This show is produced by me, Alex Fumero, at Angry Yuka on the internets, and our senior producer is Nigel Tuara. Rose Reed, Nando Vila, and Kareem Tapsch are our executive producers. Our supervising producer is Sabine Jansen. Mixing and sound design by Eduardo Albornoz. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Bances and Arlene Santana. For more podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry.
With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.